Good morning. I would like to greet you at our virtual lesson. We continue our topic, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We started from the very beginning. And we'll proceed until we finish this book. And in this process, man is influenced in such a way that the reading of this book creates in us the necessary vessels in which we can feel things that we couldn't before. Whatever we couldn't feel suddenly comes into the scope of our attention, into our sensations, and it continues until we enter the spiritual reality, and hopefully the result will be very beneficial. I already feel very good, useful consequences of this type of work, and the reading helps us a lot to understand what stages we have to go through. I would like to say a few words about our virtual lessons. Many different processes happen in various countries here in Israel and in other groups. The fact is that this project is very important to unite all the people based on different continents. So practically in our group we create many model of the entire world. If we only manage to combine all Russian-speaking groups, although we have English speakers and Hebrew speakers here, but if we only speak about Russian speakers in Australia, U.S., Israel, Russia, and the English-speaking groups in America, Europe, Africa, in Asia, a small number of people. So practically, we see that we can absorb all points in the hearts of all those people who are part of us. So this will be the most elite group in the world, leading in their aspirations for the spiritual. That's what we are striving after. So we would like to unite all groups and all loners sitting anywhere in the world through all kinds of means. People who visit our forums and read our materials, we would like to take them in. We would like to unite all people around the globe and working on the same materials at the same time. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to build vessels. We advise very strongly to all those who is interested in studying Kabbalah and does it alone, the people who study Kabbalah from the different sources and don't belong to our global group, I don't mean these people, but those who are with us, try to make a point of studying together with all of us. It's very, very important. Whoever has been with us for some time already knows that the birth of Partsuf happens as follows. The middle line is called Parsa. There is an upper Partsuf, the higher Partsuf, the upper part of which Gulgal Ta'inayim is above Parsa, and Ahab is below it. Under it there are so-called Kelim Shvurim, the broken vessels. That's us, each broken kli, and these broken vessels are attached to me. I'm your upper Partsuf. All your desires you raise to me, and through me they are raised to Gulgal Ta'inayim. From this little sketch, it can be seen how important it is to for us to unite, to get together. Here, under Mahsam, under the barrier, there is our world. I represent for you a hub of the upper Partsuf. So if we establish that connection, we'll be able later to get in touch with Gulgal Ta'inayim, and we'll be able to rise higher. And the more of us there are, the more I feel your desires, the more efficiently we can work. And that's the meaning of our attempt to merge, to unite, and create one accumulated desire, which would be equal to what we call man, meinukvin, the request or demand to the upper Partsuf, which it cannot refuse. So this man has to be expressed up here and answered. That's what we are trying to do by uniting all our groups. So there is no sense in connecting to people whose Gulgal Ta'inayim is not in the upper world, and how important it is to get together and combine all our desires. So all virtual groups have to do all they can. We receive letters from different people, and they ask if we can't study together, or for some reason we can't understand each other in the group. The group is divided into two parts, distinctive parts. I advise you you can get separated, divide into two, three, four parts. Make it so that you would feel comfortable during the lesson. Make the atmosphere comfortable and relaxed. You could. The same refers to the other groups. If it's a big group, you can subdivide into the subgroups. The main thing is for you to take part in this combined virtual lesson. When we study and the surrounding light, or Makif, will purify us, correct us, transform our properties. On our today's level, we can't. Unite, so we can separate with some people, then we'll get corrected and then we'll reunite with them. We have to choose the most comfortable way, most efficient. So my advice is make the atmosphere at your lessons cozy, comfortable, and efficient. If you have problems, write to us. If you have a difficulty to organize the internet sites, the problems on broadcasting, the organization, listening to the lessons, write directly to me. That's my main task. And now paragraph 45 of the introduction to the Book of Zohar. We said that man goes through certain periods of his development, one of which is called the 13 years, when man goes through the animal stage of his development, and after 13 years he begins to consciously evolve, when he feels the point in his heart and starts developing it. Our today's state is called 13 years. There are so-called Yud Gimel Tikunei Dikna, the 13 corrections of the beard. There is a pratsuv called Arich Ampin in the world of Atzilut, from which, through the beard of which, the light descends. Descends to the lower parts of him. It weakens its light because the light is very powerful, so that they would be able to use it correctly. So this pratsuf is called the pratsuf of hair. So Arich Ampin has this pratsuf of hair, through which we receive the light from above, and it's and the light helps us grow. And the 13 years, 13 years of our development, these are the 13 spiritual levels. And they are considered to be the years of an unconscious development, upon which we start consciously grow. So the light we receive is the light of Nefesh, of the world of Asiya. So this light of Nefesh is the still level of the world of Asiya, and it's directed at purifying and correction, of the still level of the desire to receive in man's body. And the action of this light and this world is similar to the still level of the material world, as the still object of nature. Such objects don't move, don't develop. They only wish to preserve their state without changing. Take, for example, a crystal. All of its efforts are directed at preserving its state. If the external forces are greater than, more powerful than the inner desire to preserve the state, then they can destroy, transform the material. As the earth is moving around the sun, as all bodies in space move in galaxies. Although this light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya has 613 desires, they're in a form of embryo, in potential in us. And there are no distinctions for us between these 613 desires. And the light affects all these desires equally, without any preference to some private desires. You know, when embryo is being formed inside mother's womb, so different parts of its body take shape: head, heart, legs, arms. So on the level of Nefesh de Nefesh, there's no such private levels of development, only the general development. Paragraph 46. And know that although the Sefirot are divine, that is, they refer to the Creator, similar to the Creator, imagine that we have it in us. If we have even the slightest aspiration for the Creator, then we have a tiny similarity. So there is no difference in the structure of the creation, whether it is in the world of infinity or in this world. The structure is the same on all levels. It's the same 10 sferot. The point is in the screen. How the presence of the screen compresses these 10 sferot into a point, or expands it to the size of the infinite Kli. But inside it there are 613 parts. As the physicists say, that all our space, all our material universe, has developed from a minute point, and there was a powerful explosion out of which all matter. So So in that point which was born from the spiritual realm and became a basis, a foundation for the matter, it consisted of the same parameters, but just became material instead of spiritual. But similarity is quite precise. If we take solar system, galaxies, ourselves, everything is created in a similarity to the world of Asiya, Yetzira Briya. They're all parallel, and the parts, their parts are similar to each other. But each higher world consists of the more and more spiritual matter. So in the highest world, there is a great difference between these spherot. Although in principle their structure is the same, the highest sphera of the world of Amкадмон and the lowest sphera in the world of Asiya. Sphirot consists of the light and the vessels. The light is the part of the Creator which is inside the vessel. And the vessels in the world's Bia are not considered to be divine. This measure is what does Brahma Sivan wish to say? He already drew this scheme. There is the world of infinity, then below it the world Адам Кадмон, which consists of five parts of him, five lights, sorry, that are called Наранхай, Нефеш, Руах, Нешама, Хая, Йехида. The light emanates from them, and each following world, Ацилут, Брия, Йецира, Асия, and our world below the world of Асия. So all these worlds consist of similar parts, and there's no difference between them. The only difference being the material of which they are made. So these three worlds, as Baha'i Salam says, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, are very powerful filters. The world of Ацилут is similar to Хохма, the entire light of the world of infinity. Брия is below Ацилут, but don't think that it's inferior to it. Брия, Бина, is positioned here in order to help us to get corrected. Although Брия, Бина, is a property of bestowal, it was deliberately positioned. So, in order to help us, in Yetzirah, the spiritual qualities are weakened, and the world of Asiyah is already the reception. So the difference between these parts of the universe derives from the fact that everything consists of the light and Kli. In the worlds of Bia, Kelim are not divine because they are under Parsa. They consist of the vessels that were broken and which have to be corrected and raised to the world of Atzilut. And in spite of the fact that the light is the same, homogeneous one. There are no bands on the light. There are only prohibitions referring to the vessels. So despite the fact that the light is homogeneous, we distinguish Naranhai in it. Malchut is the most, the thickest filter, so it allows the smallest amount of the light to come through. That's why the light is called Nefesh. If we imagine someone who is in this world, this is I. So through the world of Asiya, I can receive only the light of Nefesh. Or by being in the world of Asiya, which is the same. Then he writes that Kli Tiferet, a Kli of the world of Yetzirah, is clearer than Kli of Malchut in the world of
Asiyah.
So the light filtered by it is called Ruach. But differently, whoever is in the world of Asiyah receives the light of Ruach and corrects the still level that's in him. I'm sorry, in the world of Asiya, receive the light of Nefesh. In the world of Yetzirah, those who are in this world receive the light of Ruach, and it corrects the vegetative part of level of their desires. Kli Bina is still clearer than Tiferet, and whoever is in the world of Bria receives the light of Neshama, which is more intensive, and it is able to correct the animal part of our desires. Then Kli Chochma it's clearer than the Kli of Bina. It's in the world of Atzilut, and transfers the light of Chaya, and is able to correct the human level of man's desires. And here there is entire light that the Creator transfers through Kli Ketan. The world of Adam Kadmon, the light of Yehida, is the equality, equivalence to the Creator. Bar Salam does not mention it. So it's a general equality. And then Olam Ein Sof, the world of infinity, where man reaches the cumulative light, which is called the Torah, the entire Naran Chai, and man becomes equal to the Creator, not by action, but by thought. It's above Keter. If you remember, Keter, we call the action, the Creator's action towards the creation, and in the world of infinity, it's the thought of creation. Paragraph 47. And as it is said, the Partsuf Nefesh, the smallest Partsuf, which the first Partsuf that man acquires, if we do that, Naran Chai de Nefesh, as there is Naran Chai in the world of Adam Kadmon, there is also Naran Chai de Nefesh, by performing all kinds of actions that are able to correct us in this world. What Ba'al Salam writes about in his article, The Freedom of Choice. So what are these actions? It's the work with a book, studying with a group, which gives you the opportunity to amplify your efforts towards the Creator. If you combine all your efforts and those of your friends, and you passionately desire to enter those desires, then you get attached to your teacher, Ahab of the upper Partsuf, and then together you can rise, ascend. And there shouldn't be any special intentions for the sake of the Creator. They can't emerge in us, but we still can attract the surrounding light, which purifies us. And thus we prepare our first Partsuf, Naran Chai de Nefesh. As soon as we complete the formation of this first, smallest Partsuf, let's draw it here. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, of the general level of Nefesh. As soon as it's ready, then in the uppermost point of it, as we reach it, there will be a so-called embryo of the next Partsuf, the general level of Ruach. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida of Ruach. As soon as we finish building this one, in the uppermost point, Yechida of Ruach, there will be an embryo of the next one, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida of Partsuf Neshama. As soon as that one is finished, will reach the level of the next Pratsuf, Pratsuf Chaya, with all its levels. Where does this letter come from? It was the result of the descent. So these links between these Pratsufim was prepared in advance during their descent from the from up down. So when can man say that he exits one level and enters another one? As man reaches the uppermost point of the present Pratsuf, he creates the reasons and prepares the formation of the next one, of the higher one. So this work is always different. Like in children, a baby, a newly born baby does not hear, see or understand anything, and gradually he develops his senses through his toys, through his connection with friends, with grown-ups. He builds the picture of the world. So the advancement on each level happens under the influence of his environment, and he develops his abilities. The same happens in the spiritual world, or vice versa. Since it happens in the spiritual world, we observe it in our world too. So what is the difference between in man's work on these different levels? Supposedly, there is one and the same world around me. It's just the different depths of my interactions with the Creator, going deeper and deeper into my inner self. When the entire humanity will merge into one kli, and all levels of nature will merge with the Creator. And Bar Salam is explaining to us how this happens. So in Pratsuf Nefesh, by performing all necessary actions in our world called the Torah and commandments, by attracting the surrounding light, the general direct light, in our state is the surrounding light that passes through all the filters, all the worlds. The Torah is the general light, a homogeneous light which is undivided and indivisible, which is prepared for man in his ultimate state. So if man performs all necessary actions, then he corrects his still level of desires. And if he completed that, then he starts feeling the vegetative level of his desires. And in that, to that extent, he, from that point, upper point, Yechida, the Nefesh, he starts building the next Pratsuf Ruach. So he builds his body on the vegetative level. Like in a plant, there is the sensation of harm and benefit in him. So all beneficial, good things, useful things he has to absorb, and all harmful things should be pushed away. There's no sensation of the past and the future. He is still in the same states, under the influence of night and day, So he has he is like a plant in the field. He is subject to change according to the cycles of nature, but he already understands what's necessary for his growth, and he can already distinguish between 248 commandments that he should do, should observe, the things that he should correct in himself, and 365 commandments which he is not to to do. So 248 plus 365 totals in 613 desires. Here in the state of nefesh, these desires are in no way analyzed by him. They are undistinguished, not differentiated by man himself. And on the vegetative level, the Partsuf Ruach, he already starts feeling. So in Partsuf Ruach, which transfers the light of Ruach, able to correct the vegetative light, vegetative level of desires. That's why it is called the spiritual vegetative level. Whatever was corrected in the previous partsuf begins to assist the next partsuf on a higher level. So on the one hand, the preceding partsuf becomes the reason, the base foundation for the formation of the next partsuf. For example, I acquired some skills, abilities in the past, and today I acquired some abilities and powers to implement, and today I apply my skills that I had acquired in the past, and today I understand more what I had acquired. So with the growth of the Partsuf Ruach, I elevate Partsuf Nefesh to the level of Ruach. When I realize myself on each level, on these levels I realize all previous levels. So as a result, I have a accumulated light inside me. I form the world of infinity in myself, which multiplies my abilities, everything that I acquired. The nature of this luminescence on the vegetative level can be distinguished, and it's able to light in a special way to each of 613 organs. So the light distinguishes between all my 613 desires. I can differentiate them between them, seeing the character of each and every one, how I can apply it. Should I put it aside, change it, correct it, with the help of it, find my connection with the Creator. It already speaks about my soul. That's why it's called Ruach, the spirit, spirituality. Hence, Ruach, Ruchaniyut, the spirituality, is the foundation of my connection to the Creator. So the spiritual light has the ability to shine to each and every organ out of 613, and with completion of this Parsuf Ruach, they are uppermost point of it is the embryo of the following parts of Neshama. If we look at all worlds, then we'll see that the world of Adam Kadmon is here, and the world of Atzilut is dressed on it, and each subsequent world is at its own level, consisting of Gilgal Tevayinayim, and Ahab of each world is inside the Gilgal Tevayinayim of the following one. Here is one Pertsuf. The next one is dressed on it, and the next one is on the previous, and so on. If we take any of Pertsufim, we see that its upper part, Gilgal Tevayinayim, are dressed on the Ahab of the upper Pertsuf, and its lower part, Ahab, is inside Gilgal Tevayinayim of the lower Pertsuf. So there's not a single part, not a single desire, in other words, that would not be adjacent to the lower or upper one. So the development is only possible thanks to this connection with the upper or with the lower. I cannot rise higher than my level if I don't connect to the upper Pertsuf, and I cannot unite with the lower one if I don't accept Man, his desire from it. So we are just links in one long chain, and we can rise only if we connect to the upper one and wish to rise the lower one. So without having a group and being connected to a teacher, it's impossible to advance. We have studied how man advances in the world of Asiya and in the world of Yetzirah. In the world of Yetzirah, he already understands what he deals with on the level of Ruach. Differentiates between his desires, Gilgal Tevayinayim and Ahab. And the next level, when he corrects himself, is the world of Bria, is by studying the secrets of the Torah and the tastes of the commandments. In the world of Asiya, he couldn't understand anything. Then he started understanding a little bit what is good and what is bad in the world of Yetzirah. In the world of Bria, he enters the the area where he builds quite a different mode of relationship with his desires. How does he find himself between what was created in him and the power which the Creator gives to him now? So first, on the one hand, he receives from the Creator Kelim and then Orot, the lights, and he has to juxtapose himself between these two sources of desires and the feeling. So man advances through studying the secrets of the Torah and the taste of commandments. The Torah is, as we said, is the light, the general light. And what is the taste of the commandments? It means that man receives the light inside of such a level that when he feels that he is filled with the light of Chokhmah, then in this light he attains the secrets, that is, the actions of performed by this light in the creation, how this light created it, how it corrects it, and how it adapts, forms it, absorbs it. So the secrets of the Torah are the inner processes, whereas the Creator leads us through. For attaining these innermost actions, he attains them on the deepest level and becomes like the Creator in his desires to bestow, and in this measure he builds the point of the level of Neshama, which is developing in him in 248 and 365 of its organs. Naturally, all levels consist of the same number of desires. Certainly they are on a different level now. If we said that in the world of Asiya it was the still level, there was no movement, there's no intention for the sake of the Creator. In the world of Yetzira there was the intention, which was general, not completely defined. In the world of Bria, by way of the Torah and the commandments, in the world of Yetzira we also can say that the light and the vessel are distinguished. Here I'll add the word to the secrets of the Torah and the tastes of the commandment. Thus, into the deeper level of the correction of one's desires. The still level is the most external. The shoresh is still vegetative aleph, and bet is the animal level, the level of neshama. It's complete, full bestowal. For the sake of the Creator, man reaches the level of bina. And these kinds of still vegetative and animal and the previous levels help the level of Bina to receive the light. And the nature of its luminescence as in the level of the material world provides everybody with individual sensation of life in 613 organs to exist independently, and these 613 organs become special, whereas each organ will feel individual light. Similarly, in our world, each person can independently move, unlike the plants, the vegetative level of nature. Man is individual in everything. His connection to the world. So on this individual level, the soul is now when man reaches the level of neshama. And when this Parcuf Neshama is completely formed, so its advantage over the level of Ruach to the lowest point of the animal level is greater than the entire vegetative level, and accordingly the upmost point of this Parcuf Neshama becomes an embryo of the next level, of the level of Chaya, a human level of nature. And when man receives the light of Neshama, he reveals the opportunity to he is still speaking about the previous parts of Neshama, the animal level, whereas individual light shines to every desire, every commandment. So the entire light of the level of Neshama rises to the human level, and when Parcuf Neshama is completed, and when Parcuf is filled with Or Chokhma, this Kli rises to the world of Atzilut, and it's absolutely pure and clear, and it receives the light of infinity called Or Chaya. And the previous levels, everything that he acquired hitherto, helps this sphere to receive the entire light. And this level is called the spiritual man, the correction of the human part in man, and it corresponds to the level of man in the material world, which is able to feel his fellow being. And the light of the infinity, which is dressed in this Pratsuf, is called the light of Yechida. So the light of infinity, which he receives when he accesses this Pratsuf and rises, it's called Yechida. Yechida is Keter. It's already the infinity. But only with regards to this Pratsuf, not to the light of the Torah, the general light. We'll call it individual infinity. The light of Yechida is similar to the Creator in His action. In its action. That's what we have in the process of our development. Naturally, we have here 248 plus 365 corrected desires. The book of Zohar and Baal Salam never speak about levels above the world of Atzilut. We have to correct ourselves only on the level of the still vegetative and animal desires and rise all these levels to the world of Atzilut. So, below Parsa, these three worlds, Asiya, Yitzhara, and Briya, are just filters that weaken the light. If we correct the desires of these levels, then, and rise to the world of Atzilut, then our mission is over. But here, I have a small surprise for you. What is it? Let's take a breath in order to jump into the cold waters of the surprise. Whatever we were talking about now referred only to the world of Asiya and the five levels that man goes through in it. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of the world of Asiya. It all spoke about going through the levels of the world of Asiya. And then comes the world of Briya. So all these levels that we discussed spoke only about of the world of Asiya. So what's the difference between going through the levels of Asiya, Yitzhara, Briya, Atzilut, Adam Kadmon in the world of Asiya and going through the same steps in different, in other worlds, the world of Briya in particular. And Baal HaSulam speaks about it, paragraph 50. But know that all these five lights of Naranchai are just Naranchai of the Naranchai of Nefesh. It just refers to the still vegetative animal human and the general level of working only on the level of the still desire. And there's nothing of And there's nothing of the light of Ruach, which is only found in the world of Yetzirah, and the light of Neshama in the world of Briah, and the light of Chaya in Atzilut, and Yehida in Adam Kadmon. But whatever is in the general structure is present also in its private detail. So there are Naranchai of Asiya, and also in the world of Yetzirah and Briah, Atzilut, and so on. And know that desire, the spiritual desire to be corrected and purified. I advise you to make a note at this point that you have to read the commentary for the completion of the Book of Zohar. Completion of the Sulam to the Book of Zohar. I'll make a digression here. What is the principle that allows us to establish contact with the spiritual world? How can we get into contact with the property of bestowal if we are complete egoists, only wishing to receive? So in this article, Baal Sulam explains that with regards to the spiritual world, we are unable to establish any contact, but an image of the spiritual world given to us in the form of our teacher and a group, even if we are not inside the desires of bestowal, only aspiring for it, we can start forming our correct attitude towards it. We cannot get connected with the spiritual world if we do not learn how to get in contact with the group or with the teacher. So this desire has to be permanent, constant, so that you will not be able to fall into your egoism. You have to rise all the time and not fall. So how can we achieve such state, so that I will rise constantly without falling? When I'm in the spiritual world, to fall means to add egoistic desire and add the correction to it. Say I'm on a zero level in the spiritual level. Here is egoism under it, below it, and here is bestowal. So if I receive the additional desire, I remain on the same level of my previous desire, when I cannot work for the sake of bestowal, but can't remain on my previous level. This is called the fall in the spiritual world. But I'm not falling into my egoism. Not at all. That's what we call it, the desire. Always the desires, altruistic desires, always grow. Because man, advancing spiritually, is under the influence of the light. for all the worlds, the light arrives to him, and it will never allow man to fall lower. And if man rose to the next one, the light will keep him on that new level. Man is never rules over the situation. Only the light can hold, like a magnet holding a piece of iron, preventing it from falling. So know that Creator accepts the altruistic desire if it is constant. And there is a certainty that man will never return to his. Stupidity. And it's when man says he won't return to his previous state. Remember, we learned about it in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. How can man know that he became the righteous one? Because the Creator reveals himself to him and prevents him from falling. Naturally, if the Creator's light would be concealed from man, man would immediately fall. We always depend on the power of the light, which holds us on a higher or a lower level. Once you enter the spiritual world, you correct your minimal level and you climb to the next one without any risk of falling. The Creator is your guarantor, holding you on the level which you climbed, but only because you are equal to Him. And we find that, as it was said, when man corrects his still level of the desire to receive, then he dresses the light into Sphira Malchut of the world of Asiya. It signifies that he is not going to return to his previous level below Machsom. And then he can rise to the world of Asiya, because there is full correspondence to the world of Asiya. That is the law. If you acquired a minimal, constant spiritual property, but other levels of the world of Asiya, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, it's not necessarily to be completely corrected. It's a very fine point. Pay attention. If I entered the world of Asiya and develop there, that is, grow Partsuf consisting of 613 commandments. I do not divide them because they are not distinguished on this level. But in general, they are divided into five levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. So being in the world of Asiya should be constant in your corrected sensations. Only Nefesh de Asiya should be completely corrected and constant. Only on this lowest level. The rest of the levels don't necessarily have to be constantly corrected. Not only they mustn't be, constantly corrected, they can't be. Only on the level of nefesh. Nefesh. Nefesh de nefesh, or asiyah de asiyah. Then, as I rise to the level of the world of Yetzirah, then it's important to make the first two levels, asiyah and Yetzirah, or nefesh and ruach, constantly corrected. Whereas neshama chaya yechida do not necessarily have to be constant, and so on. So each time when I'm on a certain level, the feature of this level should be corrected by me absolutely. The rest of the levels, which are attached, complementing my pritzuf, they don't have to be constant. It's similar to a situation where I'm a specialist in metals. I have to know my field of action perfectly. The rest of the spheres I should know only to the extent of their, as much as they help me in my main occupation. So the same is here. I think that at this point we'll leave off. Stop at paragraph 51. We have a few pages of the text, and they will be interesting. We'll continue to discuss them on Sunday, 7 a.m. Israeli time. Unwillingly, I have to say goodbye to you. Today, we have many lonely representatives, Karelia, London, Stavropol, Chicago, many. There's a group from Almaty. We can't see them. There are many Israeli groups, more than 70 people in front of me on the screen, the Moscow group, and the women's group, more than 30 people. Also on our screen, show it please. You can probably see Yana from New York, 8 people from Odessa, Alec and Ina from Minnesota, Lena Estrin from Atlanta, Jenny Fritkin from Princeton, Kirovograd in the center, 23 people, Vienna, 7 people, San Francisco, 9 people, Toronto, 12 people, 14 people from Brooklyn, 8 in Vilnius, Queens, 4, Kiev, 3, and 8 people from Philadelphia. Thank you very much for participating in this lesson. I hope that we'll think about each other and other moments of our life. Please communicate with each other through our, we'll put the address of this page. There is a page of our drawings. Best regards to Zhenya Litvar from St. Petersburg. He is organizing a group. Valera from Kiev. Gavriel from Karelia. Men's group from Brooklyn. Elvira from Vilnius, Austria. A group from Philadelphia. Hail from Israel. Orangoy, many groups, Jerusalem, Almaty, again Almaty,
Brenda
from New York. I'm very glad that she is present. Galina from Yesintuki, Estonia, Ruslan from Vladikavkaz, Rachel from Scranton, telephone group from the US, Tatiana from Brooklyn. Thanks a lot for being present. Let's meet at our collective page when we go through these materials. Can you imagine what kind of meeting will that be when you come to us during the Sukkot holidays? I hope very much that our next meeting will be on a different spiritual level and will create a combined kli. When in the period after Sukkot we'll start to correct this kli, so that in the near future we'll reveal the Creator. A lot luck to us. The best of everything to you. Goodbye.